They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam. The pious women of Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, once again we welcome you in the beautiful series titled The Pious Women of Islam, in which we talk about the various aspects of various pious women of Islam, the pious women of Islam in the past. We talk about various aspects of their seerahs and try to derive Madani pearls from their seerah, which we can implement into our lives. Which pious women of Islam will we discuss today? Insha'Allah, let's find that out after listening to the virtue of reciting Durood Sharif. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Yaqub Fairozabadi alayhi rahmatullah al-Hadi narrates that there was a pious and righteous person in Egypt who was called Abu Sa'id Khayyat. He didn't used to meet people, neither would he go into the gatherings where people would gather. Then all of a sudden, he started to punctually attend the gathering of Hazrat Ibn Rashiq alayhi rahmatullahi latif. So there was a time when he would never engage with people and he would not go in the gatherings. But now all of a sudden, contrary to his routine, he would start going in the gathering of Hazrat Ibn Rashiq alayhi rahmatullahi latif's gatherings. People, they became amazed on it. And they asked him the reason for this, that all of a sudden, how come you've started to come into his gatherings? He said that I was blessed with beholding Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in my dream. And Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that go in the gathering of Ibn Rashiq because he recites durood upon me in abundance. Therefore, I started to attend these gatherings whilst acting upon the saying of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then after Hazrat Ibn Rashiq alayhi rahmatullahi latif passed away, then he was seen in a very beautiful state in a dream. It was asked that what was the reason for you to attain these bounties, these virtues? He said that the reason for this was reciting Durood-e-Pak in abundance upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So this was the bounty and the honor that was given to him after reciting Durood-e-Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we also come to know in this narration that we shall also attend those gatherings where Durood-e-Pak is often recited, where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's name is often mentioned. And alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, Durood-e-Pak is recited often. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, every now and then we talk about the blessed attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in every gathering, in every speech, every preacher of Dawat-e-Islami, every muballigh of Dawat-e-Islami always persuades to recite Durood-e-Pak, to talk about Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in any of his speech or any of the gatherings. So if we associate ourselves with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami and attend the gatherings of Dawat-e-Islami, especially the Madani Muzakarat of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat every Saturday, inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will see how many times within that specific time we would have recited Durood-e-Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, this will become a mean of our salvation in this world and in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today, the personality that we will be discussing holds a lot of excellences and virtues. This personality is very unique personality, and the messages and the motherly pearls that we can derive from his seerah are immense. Who is this personality? This personality is Ummul Mu'mineen, mother of believers. She is among Azwaj-e Mutahharat, among the blessed wives of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And her name is Hazrat-e Sayyidatuna Umme Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will be discussing about her today, and we will be talking about various aspects of her life and see what madani pearls we can derive from her blessed life into our lives. Please stay with us until the end of the silsila. Inshallah azza wa jal, you will gain a lot of knowledge. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Her name is Hind. The name of Hazrat Umme Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha is Hind. Her father's name is either Huzaifa or Suhail, and patronymic is Abu Umayya, and her mother's name is Atika. Her patronymic is Umme Salama. Her name is Hind, and her patronymic is Umme Salama. Moreover, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha is more famous with her patronymic than her real name, which is Hind. So her name Umme Salama is more famous than her real name. Now, when we talk about her elevance, the elevance of her rank, the dignity that she possesses, then we come to know that she attains a highly elevated rank in terms of tribal and family background as well. As she was the daughter of the branch of Arabs' most famous tribe, Quraysh, named Bani Makhzum. So she belonged to the tribe of Bani Makhzum. Bani Makhzum was a branch of the tribe of Quraysh. Her father, Umayya Huzaifa bin Mughira, was among those three men who, due to their generosity, were known with the title of Zadur Raqib, meaning provision of traveler. It is mentioned in Lisan al-Arab that whenever he, meaning the father of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, would embark upon a journey, few other people would also join him. So neither would they carry any provisions with them, and nor would they need to light a fire on the way. Instead, he, meaning the father of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, used to be enough to look after their needs of food, etc. And her maternal uncle, Abu Uthman Hasham bin Mughira, was the leader in the era of ignorance, and he was obeyed. He was given the title of Farisul Batha, meaning the rider of Batha. Furthermore, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha is also among As-Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon. Who were As-Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon? We covered this in detail in the previous episodes. But just to recap, As-Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon were those companions, alayhim ridwan, who embraced Islam in the very early days of Islam. In the very early days when Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam declared his prophethood and started to invite people towards Islam. When the companions, they embraced Islam, they came into the fold of Islam, the disbelievers, they started to tyrannize them, they started to oppress them severely. And those companions who remained steadfast, even in those circumstances, who remained steadfast upon the tyrannies and oppressions of disbelievers, which wasn't easy by any way, those companions were called As-Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon. And there's a lot of reverence and dignity that they possess in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha is also among those companions, among As-Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon. Sayyidatuna Umme Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha accepted the message of Islam straight away. And then she radiyallahu ta'ala anha, as we covered in the previous episodes as well, when the tyrannies and oppressions of disbelievers came to such an extent when Muslims, they could not survive living in Makkah al-Mukarramah, zadahallahu sharifan wa takreema, then upon the command of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they migrated to Ethiopia first, and then they migrated to Madinatul Munawwara, zadahallahu sharifan wa ta'zeema. And Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha was also among those companions who not only migrated to Ethiopia upon the command of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but also she migrated to Madinatul Munawwarah zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zima later upon the command of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because what was the need of them to migrate again to Medina? Because after coming back to Makkatul Mukarramah from Ethiopia, still the tyrannies and oppressions of disbelievers, they were not reducing. Disbelievers, they kept oppressing Muslims immensely. And when, after the first migration of Ethiopia, when it became almost impossible for them to survive in Makkatul Mukarramah, zadahallahu sharafan wa takreema, then it was decided that they need to migrate to Madinatul Munawwarah, zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zima, so they can lead a peaceful life. And then Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the Holy Companions alayhim ridwan, they migrated to Madinatul Munawwarah, zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zima, and Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha was also among them. Along with these social and moral qualities, various members of her family were also first in embracing Islam and were blessed with the rank of companionship and became deserving of the blessings of both worlds. This was again a speciality of Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha. Just few names to mention from her family members who embraced Islam are Hazrat Sayyiduna Muhajir bin Umayyah, who was her brother. His name was Walid, and Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam disliked it and changed it to Muhajir. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abu Umayyah, who was her foster brother. Then Hazrat Zuhair bin Abu Umayyah, he was her brother. Hazrat Amir bin Abu Umayyah, who was her brother. Hazrat Qaribah binte Abu Umayyah, who was her sister. And one of the most famous, Hazrat Sayyiduna Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, he was the cousin of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is that companion who was given the title of Saifullah, the sword of Allah, by Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Among her various qualities, one very prominent virtue was her intellect and wisdom. She was an embodiment of intellectuality and wisdom. You can see the glimpse of it in the event of Treaty of Hudaybiyah, Sulh Hudaybiyah. What happened there was, the brief account is as following. In Zulqadatul Haram, 6th Hijri, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam made Hazrat Abdullah bin Umme Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala anhu the governor of Medina, and left for Makkah Mukarramah with more than 1400 Sahaba Karam alayhim wa ridwan, more than 1400 companions alayhim wa ridwan, in order to perform Umrah. In this blessed journey, his wife, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, was also with him. When Muslims reached the place called Hudaybiyah, then disbelievers, the non-believers, they came in the way and stopped them from entering Makkatul Mukarramah, zadahallahu sharafan wa takreema. So, at the place of Hudaybiyah, Muslims, they were stopped by disbelievers from entering Makkatul Mukarramah, zadahallahu sharafan wa takreema. Then a pact was agreed upon between Muslims and disbelievers, which is known as Sulh Hudaybiyah, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah in the history. According to this treaty, what was decided in there? It was decided that there won't be any fight for 10 years. Everyone will live in peace. Among the people of Makkah, if anyone goes to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam without the consent, without the permission of his guardian, then he will be returned back. However, if anyone from Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam comes to Makkah, then people of Makkah will not return him back. Arab tribes will have the free choice to be with whomsoever they would like to be among both parties. This year, Muslims shall return back without performing Umrah. However, next year, they can come and stay in Makkah for 3 days. Furthermore, another condition was that they won't bring any other weapon other than swords. And swords also would remain in their sheath. Now, these were the terms which were decided, and apparently looking at them, these were going against the Muslims. For example, anyone from the people of Makkah, if they come to Medina without the consent of their guardians, then they will have to be returned back. But if anyone from Madinatul Munawwara, from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, comes to Makkatul Mukarramah, then they won't return him back. And various other conditions, apparently they were looking to be against the Muslims. When the treaty was written down, then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to the blessed companions, then get up, present your sacrifices, and shave your heads. However, due to not being able to perform Umrah, these ardent devotees of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam became so distressed and lost that they didn't realize what Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said. Or they considered it to be that the permission has been granted from Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to open up the ihram, that the conditions of ihram are now over. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will remain in the state of ihram. So this is what was going in their mind. Therefore, no one among them got up. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam repeated it 3 times. But we need to realize over here that Sahaba Karam alayhim ridwan, they were so distressed and overtaken with the fact that they were unable to perform the Umrah. And obviously the few conditions which were in this treaty. Now, Aqa alayhi salatu salam, he repeated this 3 times and none of them they got up. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha and mentioned her the state of Muslims, that this is what is happening. Upon this, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha suggested that, Ya Nabi Allah, if you prefer, then go outside, don't say anything to anyone. Now, what a beautiful suggestion she's given. She's saying that, O Nabi Allah, go outside, don't need to say anything to anyone, and sacrifice your own animal yourself in front of them. Then call the barber and shave your head. It was as if she came to know through her wisdom and intellect that what stopped the companions from offering the sacrifice and shaving their heads. So that this misconception gets eradicated from the minds of companions and they hurry in fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So upon this suggestion of Hazrat Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did exactly how she suggested. When the holy companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum saw Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam doing this, then they all also hurried, they also got up, performed their sacrifice and also shaved each other's heads. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we come to know how intellectual Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala and her was. And through the same incident, we also come to know, which is also mentioned by Hazrat Sayyidina Allama Ahmad bin Ali bin Hajar Asqalani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that from this we come to know about the excellence of suggestion, and we also get a proof for asking an intellectual woman for suggestion for resolving of problems. And we also come to know the excellence of Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha and the extent of her wisdom and intellectuality. Imam al-Haramain rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated in regards to her that we don't know any other woman than Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha whose suggestion was always correct. So this was the excellence, this was the dignity, the rank, the honor of Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha. This was the wisdom and intellectuality that she radiyallahu ta'ala anha possessed. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Along with wisdom and intellect, she رضي الله تعالى عنها also had unique expertise on fiqhi ruling, on the rulings of jurisprudence. Because she رضي الله تعالى عنها was naturally intelligent. On top of this, she رضي الله تعالى عنها was blessed with the company of Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم, that further flourished the intellectuality and wisdom of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Due to this, her rank became immensely elevated among the companions. And she radiyallahu ta'ala anha was considered among those companions who were considered to be the experts of the rulings of Sharia. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Shamsuddin Muhammad bin Ahmad Zahabi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qabi states that she radiyallahu ta'ala anha was considered to be among the fuqaha companions, meaning experts in the fields of shari'i rulings. She radiallahu ta'ala anha had a highly elevated and acclaimed rank among Azwaj-e-Mutahharat radiallahu ta'ala anhun and was very beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is narrated that once Hazrat Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha that, O Khala Jan, O dear auntie, which beloved wife was the most beloved to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? She radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, I don't know much about it. However, Zainab binte Jahash and Umm Salama possessed a unique rank in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we come to know that even Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha is testifying to the blessed rank that she radiallahu ta'ala anha has attained in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Another speciality of hers was that she radiallahu ta'ala anha loved Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam immensely. Well, this was the case with all of the companions, with all of the blessed wives, with all of the ummahatul mu'mineen, azwaj-e-mutahharat radiallahu ta'ala anhun. But her style of expressing love to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was unique in its own way. How would it be that she radiallahu ta'ala anha had kept the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam safe, and she would use it as a sacred relic, and she would gain blessings from it. Whenever anyone would get ill, she and other companions alayhim ridwan as well, they would give bath to the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and use the same water to give to the ailed person, and they would become cured. This was the belief of Sahaba Karam alayhim ridwan, of the blessed companions, and this is how Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha would respect the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and use it as a mean of cure for those who were ill and who were inflicted with ailments and diseases. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. After the apparent demise, after the apparent passing away of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha was the last one to pass away. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was the last among Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, among the blessed wives radiallahu ta'ala anhun, who left this mortal world. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Shamsuddin Abu Abdullah Muhammad bin Ahmad Zahabi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qadhi states that she radiallahu ta'ala anha, meaning Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, was the last among the mothers of believers, among the blessed wives of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to pass away. She had a very long life. She radiallahu ta'ala anha had a very long lifespan, to the extent that she saw the era of the martyrdom of Sayyidul Shuhada, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hussein bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Due to his martyrdom, she radiallahu ta'ala anha went into the state of unconsciousness. She radiallahu ta'ala anha became severely distressed, and after some time, she radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away from this mortal world. There is a great difference of opinion among scholars, among fuqaha, regarding the date of her demise. Sharih Bukhari, Hazrat Allama Ahmad bin Muhammad Qustalani rahmatullahi ta'ala states that she radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away in 59 Hijri, and according to one saying, she passed away in 62 Hijri. However, the first saying is deemed to be more authentic. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu led her funeral salah and buried her in Jannatul Baqi. At the time of her demise, she was 84 years old. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know of the excellence and the rank that Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ummul Mu'mineen, Mother of Believers, Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha attained in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We come to know one of very special trait of hers, one of very special unique characteristic of her, one of the beautiful aspect of her seerah was the knowledge she had, was the knowledge of fiqh she had. and the intellectuality and wisdom that she possessed. We come to know that because of her wisdom, she was able to resolve various major problems, which was seen in the incident of the treaty in the Pact of Hudaybiyah. At the time when Muslims, they were not allowed to enter Haram-e Makkah, when they were not allowed to enter in Makkah Sharif. And furthermore, we also come to know that Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha was among fuqaha companions, among those companions who were deemed to be the experts in the knowledge of Shari'i rulings. And many people, they gained benefits and they enlightened their hearts from the glory of the knowledge of Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest of blessings upon this mother of ours, upon this mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our Islamic sisters to follow the footsteps of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all without accountability for her sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyin Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women. To follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from. The pious women of Islam. The pious women of Islam.